guys, first of all, I wanted to make a little bit of an apology. When I was trying to put together the presentations for this and decided on what the title of my presentation wanted to be, I submitted registration of three energy cane varieties, or high fiber sugarcane varieties, thinking that we'd at least have one or maybe two at least submitted. And that's why I have release of energy cane varieties on this one, because we haven't got the packets completed yet, but we are working on it. I was being overly optimistic and hoping we could get a little something in, but it just took a little time. I guess what I wanted to start off with a little bit before I start talking about the variety specifically is talking about what is an energy cane. We've had several extensive conversations within the sugarcane community trying to define exactly what an energy cane is. That terminology has been thrown around for a long time. One of the varieties that I'm going to talk about today is a variety that came through the LSU program. It was actually assigned a permanent number almost 30 years ago. So it's been around a good while. And so we've been trying to iron out the definition of an energy cane, and we've kind of looked at it in terms of in a generic terminology, saying it's a high-fiber sugarcane variety for biofuels production. But once we've looked at that, we started looking at some of the things that we've had in tests and things, and we decided that we were going to look at two different types of energy canes. The type one, and I think I may actually have this backwards now that I look at it. The type one is supposed to be, I've got these switched, and I have to apologize for that. The type one is actually sugar canes that have elevated fiber content. They've actually come through the commercial breeding program. The ones that we have today are around, that I'll show you, around 16%. For Louisiana, acceptable fiber content in commercial varieties is around 14% or less. So the type, you know, like I said, these are backwards, I apologize for that. The type ones have elevated fiber content. And they do have, may not have commercial level sugar, extractable sugars, but they do have considerably more than what we would consider in a high fiber cane, such as what we define as a type 2, where those are bred specifically for their fiber content. they may have some extractable sugars, but that's the amount that they have is going to be almost negligible. Just a little background. As I mentioned, commercial cane varieties, especially in Louisiana, are acceptable up to 14%. When you get into other areas such as Florida, that the acceptable fiber content drops. I believe Florida is around 10%. The high fiber canes are those that are typically coming through our basic breeding program that we have at the station in Houma, Louisiana. The basic program has been there for a long time. I don't know exactly how many years it's been there, but the purpose of that program is to bring in wild type canes such as the Sicamous spontaneum. They cross those with elite commercial varieties to try to increase the vigor in material that we want to use for commercial varieties, and those are typically back crossed, and eventually it's hoped that we can get a commercial variety out of those. Whereas we're taking those early generation hybrids and looking at them straight into the field as energy canes. The first one I want to talk about today is L79-1002. That's an F1 hybrid. This is the one I was mentioning. It's almost 30 years old. It was assigned in 1979. A lot of times if you get on the internet and you do a search for energy canes, this is one of the varieties that will show up. It has been looked at a good bit over the years. This is a high fiber type 2 cane. The fiber average is around 24%. Again, it does have some extractable sugars, but it's not anything close to what you get at commercial varieties and even with the type 1 canes. And I guess just a little background, looked at these varieties, we put out some yield tests. Would have been in 2001, I believe it was. At the time, LCP 85384 was one of the leading commercial varieties up until a few years ago. It got up to about 90% of the commercial acreage in Louisiana. and that was our standard. Broke this all. I had two slides. I'll have this one is just showing it, data for L79-1002. Again, that's an F1. The bricks, percent cane, is the soluble solids. That is the extractable amount of the plant that you would get if you milled it and pressed the extractable juices out. Again, you can see with a commercial variety, you get considerably more, 18%. The big difference is in the fiber. I said the typically around 24 in the test that we had, where we were looking at total biomass harvest for these varieties, we're getting 26% fiber, versus with the 384, we're getting about 13% fiber. So you're looking at about twice the fiber content in the L79-1002. One of the key things that we look at in energy cane. This was actually established probably about 10 years ago, if I remember correctly. One of the main selection criteria that we have is total solids, and that's a combination of the extractable, the soluble solids and the insoluble solids, where you're combining both portions of the plant. With this particular variety, compared to the commercial standard, LCP 85-384, with 1002, you're getting 137% of what you get from 384 in total solid yields. Cane yield is a little bit higher, but again, the big difference is the fact that you've got the increased fiber content, and that is where you get the significant increase in your total solids yield. I've got a slide I'll show later that kind of compare the stalk size of each of these varieties. But one of the things that we've noticed, in especially these early generation hybrids compared to the commercial varieties, is you get a significant increase in stalk population with these varieties. This particular one is 200% of the stock population of LCP 85-384 that was in this test. But conversely, the stock weight, and this has to do with the fact that it's a much smaller stock. With the commercial cane, you're selecting for a large diameter stock, whereas with these early generation hybrids, you typically get a very small diameter stock, so you get a much lighter stock. But again, that's got a lot more fiber in that stock than will be considered, what would be typical in the commercial standard. The other two varieties, the HO00961 and HOCP91552, those are the type 1 energy canes where you have elevated fiber content, where you still get commercial, near commercial, but you still get a good bit of sugar, extractable sugar content in these varieties. These are products that came through the commercial breeding program. They were dropped from the commercial program due to the elevated fiber content. And 961 is a cross between US 9401 and HOCP 91552. So it's actually a progeny of the 91552. And 91552 is LCP 8110, which is commonly known to have a high sugar content by CP 72356. This slide is very similar to the one I just showed you a few minutes ago, where I have the 961 and 552. 961 is a BC2 from the BC2 generation, and 552 is a little harder to narrow down to which generation because of the type of canes that were used to generate that progeny. The cane, the percent, the bricks, again, this is a soluble portion, the soluble solids portion of the cane, are identical, and also the fiber content are identical for these two, compared to 18 and 13% for 384. Again, the total solids yield is the main criteria that we look at. With the 961, we're getting 117% compared to 384. And 125% for 91552 compared to 384. And these are later generation, much more like a commercial type. So you get stock populations that aren't as significantly higher as what we saw with the L79-1002. With 961, it is a earlier generation, so you do get a fairly good increase in population compared to 384, but we didn't see an increase in population with the 552. But the stalk weights are fairly similar between the three. the big difference is the fact that this 552 has a much larger stock diameter than the 384 stock weight than the 384. Just to illustrate a little bit about how these compare to commercial varieties, the L79-1002, it's actually right here, but this 1001 that he's standing in front of is a sibling of 1002. L99-233, 99-226, and 91-555 are commercial varieties now. And just to kind of compare the stature of commercial varieties versus the F1 hybrid, such as L79-1002. And these are actually, I apologize, this slide doesn't show up very well. This is the 961, 552, and 1002, standing from left to right. Just to kind of illustrate the height that we get with some of the height differences we get between these varieties. And again, with that, what makes this F1 generation unique is many of them will flower. This is, I took this actually last week. So they'll be flowering late in the year. And they show up pretty easily in a lot of fields. I mentioned the barrel size, the stalk diameter, with the type one canes that we have here, 961 and 552. The stalk diameter on these varieties is much closer to what you would get with a commercial variety, almost identical to what you get in a commercial variety. Versus the L79-1002, you have a much smaller stalk diameter. And again, you get your yield from the increased population of these type of varieties. At the USDA station, Houma, Louisiana, we've established an active energy cane development program. It actually started in 2004 when I came on board. One of our primary focus is looking for type 2 canes, the high fiber canes. We're actually looking at not only being able to produce these varieties in Louisiana, but we're also developing a regional study where we can look at how some of these type of varieties perform in a more regional area across from Arkansas to Georgia. We're utilizing these early generation hybrids that are developed through the basic breeding program at Houma. However, we also are going a little bit farther in taking some of these high fiber varieties and intercrossing them. It's not something that would typically be done in the breeding program. And the type 1 canes, the ones with the elevated fiber content and with sugar, we're looking for through the commercial breeding program at Houma. I just wanted to illustrate some of the different types of varieties that we're looking at. This one is US-72-114 that's being tested now. It's another highly vigorous one, but this is just and illustrates some of the potential varieties that we may have coming through the pipeline that we'll be looking at in the future. But in addition to the energy cane, I just want to take a moment just to mention some of the other things we're looking at. We've looked at sweet sorghum and comparing them to forage sorghum varieties. I think we have anybody that's worked in biomass has heard about Miscanthus, particularly Miscanthus giganteus. We're looking at not only the giganteus, but also taking some of the other Miscanthus species, such as Sinensis and Saccaflorus, and intercrossing that with Sicarum, and trying to get those type hybrids to see how they would perform as a potential energy cane. Another Arianthus genus is related to Sicarum. It's another one we're interested in. There's been some manuscripts that have shown that it potential dry matter yield of up to 60 tons of dry matter per acre. And so that's definitely got our interest. And we're looking at not only is it as a potential biomass resource, but also looking at it to intercross with Sicarum and perhaps even Miscanthus to look and see what kind of gains we can get with intercrossing those genus. And we're looking at all of these things as a part of a cycle, looking at not only energy canes, but looking at how we can fit all of the sugarcane bagasse, which we get after harvesting a commercial sugarcane, but also looking at how we can fit energy cane in with Miscanthus and sweet sorghum so that we have a year-round feedstock available for available for production of whether it be cellulosic ethanol or what have you. It's just illustrative of one of the yield tests I have where we are actually doing the total biomass harvest in these tests to get the full potential of these varieties. That concludes what I have today. I'll be glad to answer any questions anyone might have. Thank you.